barged into the hallway. Piper shot out after her, but her sister pulled her up short, with a rifle in her hand. Caden released her grasp on Piper and raised her finger to her lips. They moved down the hall as Aurora barreled down the stairs, growling. A male grunt sounded below them. Something hit the ground hard. Caden aimed her rifle at the chaos below. "Get the lights," she whispered. Piper flipped the switch. Aurora stood at attention, a foot away from the man on the floor. He pulled his arm away from his face and looked up.
"Reef?"
Piper gaped at her brother in horror.
"Is that blood?"
Landon Granger slammed back the shot of rum and let the warm fire crinkle through his chest.
"Looks like you've got some sorrows to drown, officer."
Becky Malone shifted on her stool, leaning in until the spicy scent of her perfume tickled his nose. He set the empty glass on the bar and signaled the bartender for another.
"You have no idea."
She trailed her finger along the rim of her glass.
"Oh, I think you'd be surprised how much I know."
Her confident tone startled him. Was he that transparent?
"Heartbreak is no stranger to me."
Landon grimaced. Apparently he was that transparent. "Another shot?" the bartender asked, the bottle poised over Landon's empty glass. He hesitated, wanting the oblivion, needing it. But it was the needing it that had made him wary enough to try to stop his slide.
"Better make it a beer."
He needed to walk out, needed to drive home. One beer and he'd call it a night. He shouldn't have entered the bar in the first place, definitely shouldn't linger.
"You know,"
Becky scooted closer, her thigh nestling against his,
"I find company is a surefire cure for heartbreak."
He'd have asked why she was so certain it was heartache fueling his need to forget, but knew the question would only expose him further if Becky mentioned Piper's name. Piper. Landon gripped the neck of the beer bottle with two fingers and tilted it to his lips. Funny how quickly old habits returned. If he wasn't careful, he'd find himself at the bottom of the slippery slope he was skirting. He'd walked the straight and narrow for too long to let the pain knock him back that far.
"What do you say?"
Becky trailed her fingers down his chest, creating no less burning than the rum had.
"I'm real good company."
"I'm sure you are, but..."
"Those butts,"
she shook her head.
"They're half your problem."
He took a quick draft of his beer, tossed a 10 on the bar, and stood. Becky cocked her head with a smile.
"Is that an invitation?"
She swiveled to face him. Her long legs were bare between the fringe of her black jean miniskirt and the tops of her red alligator boots.
"Aren't you a little underdressed for our Alaskan weather?"
Thanksgiving was barely past, and it was already 10 below and snowing. She was a Yancey local. She should have known better.
"Oh, sugar."
She got to her feet and smoothed her skirt.
"I know how to keep warm."
Warmth sounded good. He'd been cold and alone for far too long, and it was painfully clear that nothing would ever happen with Piper, at least not as far as he was concerned. He bit back the memories of the night's events. Becky's fingers intertwined with his.
"Why don't we take this party somewhere more private?"
"It would seem like wisdom, but for the warning of my heart."
Why had he read The Lord of the Rings so many times growing up? So many lines were ingrained in his mind.
"Just a few drinks between friends," she said, leading him toward the door.
"And then?"
He knew exactly what she anticipated then.
"And then..."
She grabbed her coat off the rack, pushed open the door lined with tacky red tinsel, and led him into the parking lot.